All right. Good evening, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well today. First and foremost, can we get a roll call, everybody, Andrea?
Yep, I'll go ahead and start that. Carradine.
Tracy Carradine.
Carradine present. Thank you. Cha.
Present.
Cha present. Thank you. Chambers is excused. Duncan is excused. Alderfield.
Here.
Field present. Gisfelt.
Here.
Gisfelt present. Alder Knox. Alder Knox is not present. Milton.
Present.
Chair Milton is present. We have quorum. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that, Andrea. Can I get an approval of the minutes from the March 13th meeting?
I can motion.
Thank you, sir. Can I get a second motion?
I'll second.
Thank you, Matt. So approval of the meetings of March 13th meeting. Are there any disclosures or recusals? If none, we'll move over to early public comment. And I believe we do not have any early public comment, correct?
That is correct. We have no registrants.
All right. And we'll go straight into reports, starting with the police reports.
All right. Good afternoon. The historical reports are there for review. If I don't know if there's any questions, but there's nothing significantly new in those. For our meeting notes, we did have one fatality crash in March that was over on the east side off of Valene and Parkside. Initially, it was a hit and run. We were able to make contact with the suspect and he was arrested, but unfortunately a fatality crash. Of good note, we did arrest Tiambra Walker from our 2023 hit and run on Schrader Road, where she struck and killed the gentleman with his dog. She was arrested just north of Chicago after she lied about her identity during a retail theft or fraud investigation. We didn't have any homicides in February. We haven't had any homicides, knock on wood, since October of 2023. We did have one attempted homicide on State Street, State and Gilman, where a gentleman was shot several times. We were able to arrest the suspects in Chicago. In terms of our long-term strategic plan, we're just coming to the end of our action items for our first quarter. Our first phase, those are all due by May 1st. There are sections that will extend beyond May 1st just because they should. Community engagement plans, you know, they can't be like, we're done with it and now we're going to be done. So that's kind of an ongoing item, but something that we can really say that we've put the effort in phase one. The next action items were selected by the work groups and they should be posted pretty soon up on our website, as well as our quarterly updates from the phase one action reports. Our initial due date for our second set of action items is 5 months from 5/1. And again, if you ever want to attend our annual award ceremony, it is in May of this year, and Alyssa Keynes will be able to get you set up. May 22nd, 5:30 at the Monona Terrace. I did throw in, go ahead, should I stop?
I believe that's Attorney Haas. Can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Thank you, Chair. I just got an email from a member of the public saying that there is no link to actually watch this meeting on the city website, and I checked out the city website and that appears to be true, which obviously creates a problem if the public cannot observe the meeting.
All right, I'm gonna ask you, sir, because I've never been in this area before. What do we do? I know there was an issue with trying to get the agenda up.
Right. So there, I tried to click on the link in the agenda that says if you want, if you'd like to join the meeting, visit citymadison.com, watch meetings. Well, that link does not have any, that page does not have any link for this meeting. And so I really think that we have to adjourn the meeting. I was just looking at the agenda. It doesn't look like there's anything that needs to be reported back to the council. The committee could decide if it wants to have a special meeting before the next meeting or just convene next month.
But I'm gonna lean on my assistant co-chair. Matt, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, so Mike would, if we wanted to do a special meeting, is that something that we could notice with sufficient notice, just like we would any other one? We just pick a date and do it, right, kind of thing?
Right. So, I mean, if you wanted to have a special meeting, you know, you could have a discussion if people wanted to look at their calendars about when that could be. Otherwise, you could just follow up later on.
Is that, yeah, so is that something that I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, we can, scheduling is something that we can do outside of a meeting, which quite frankly, this isn't a valid meeting anyway. So we're going to need to have that discuss. Is that, so my thought is because we have a couple of excused absences because of the agenda item with that we were going to discuss with my term being up. I think my preference would be if we could figure that out via email with the whole group. If we want to do a special thing, is that, Mike, is that permissible to like do that for scheduling?
Yeah, you can do scheduling by email. I would just note that I see that Bonnie Rule has joined the meeting by phone. I'm not sure how she was able to do that. If you wanted to explore that, we could still,
I think,
decide.
So she said before you logged on, Mike, that she, the link wasn't working and she was able to call in, I think, because she has, you know, always here and seen the previous invites. And so I don't think she got that ability, or she didn't do that through anything that was properly noticed. I think, you know, she flagged that for us when we started, and I guess I should have done something too. I apologize once she told us that, but I don't think that that's all. I guess practically speaking, not legally speaking, I'll leave that to you, but practically speaking, I don't think that solves the absence, sufficient notice and ability
just,
to observe.
One second, Bonnie. There is an option to call, and I assume that's what she did, but I agree. I don't think that's really sufficient when we typically provide a Zoom link.
Okay. And Bonnie, you had something you wanted to say?
Well, I did just want to say that the phone number was on that page where the link usually is. So maybe, you know, anybody in the public would have been able to see the number from the meeting on the meeting schedule today. So if that's enough to go ahead with the meeting, I have no idea, but I just wanted to let you know that that is how I got on here. Thank you.
All right. And Alder Phil, you had your hand up for a while.
Yeah, I was going to suggest with scheduling that we try with a doodle poll or something similar. Talking about it here would miss the folks who weren't present, so I would think we'd have a hard time finding quorum.
Yeah, that's
if
good.
If we
idea.
Go down the road of a special sense. Meeting. Yeah.
So if I'm hearing everybody correct, we're going to do a doodle poll and just try to reschedule the meeting?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I don't know if we adjourn something that we didn't legally start in the first place, but to the extent that we need to adjourn a non-compliant meeting with open records laws, maybe we, Johnny, I'll move to adjourn our
full second.
Yeah.
All right, well, then we are adjourned. Thank you, Attorney Hass, Bonnie, everybody for bringing that situation up. And check your email, and we can do a doodle poll. Everybody have a good night.